朱长老跟朱师母他们从香港寄 email 来跟大家弟兄姐妹还有来宾说中国新年好。
Elder and Mrs. Chu are in Hong Kong right now, but they did send email over and they wanted to say Happy Chinese New Year to all of us.
因为今天是中国年，所以我们不要太严肃，我们今天谈一个比较轻松的话题。
Today is Chinese New Year, and so we, rather than having a very serious topic, we're actually going to talk about something that's a little bit more lighthearted.
这里有一只猫，它说：“哎，这个主人宠我、喂我、供我住，也爱我，那我一定是这个家里的神。”
This kitty says, to its master, you spoil me, you feed me, you provide a place for me, and you love me, so I must be your God.
哎，但是他这个家里又有一只狗。那狗说，你宠我，你喂我，你供我住，你爱我，那你一定是神。
But the dog in that same family says, you, to its master, you spoil me, you feed me, and you provide a place for me, you love me, so...You must be my God.
所以有个神学家说，其实在基督徒中间呀，也有两类的信徒，就好像是狗跟猫一样。
And so, of course, this analogy can be applied in the church. So people say, well, there are two types of Christians in the church. Some are like the dog and some are like the cat.
啊，所以他就把它称为是猫的神学，还有狗的神学。
A theologian categorized these, and they call it the cat theology and a dog theology.
他说很不幸的，很多美国人都很多美国的信徒在现在这种猫的神学当中。
And it is unfortunate when you observe the churches today in America that many of the Christians actually fall under the cat theology.
他说主啊，我们不愿意你到政府当中来。
They said.God, we don't want you to come into the government.
因为我们今天政教已经分离了。
Because we are in a nation where church and the states are separated.
有些猫说，主啊，我们不愿意进到学校里面来。
And so some of the cats say, well, God, we don't want you to come into our school.
因为在那里我们的孩子啊，不可以祷告啊。
Because we don't want to have to force our children to pray in the church.
有些人说主啊我们不愿意参与妇女生育这件事情。
And so some people say, God, we don't want you to get involved with the issue of reproduction for women.
因为你对生命的定义跟我们不一样啊。
Because your definition of what is life is different than what our definition is.
哎呀不管怎么说了妇女都有自由选择的权利嘛对不对
Because the fact of the matter is, every woman have their own right to choose.
有人说主啊我们打算印刷很多的色情的书画刊物。
Some people say, well, we want to be able to be involved in business of printing and selling pornography.
并且加上我们各式各样的电视媒体啦 iPhone 啦等等啊把来演出专门跟你的话相抵触的那些生活的方式。
Or maybe we are in the entertainment and the media field and we have a lot of programmings that we want to send through the different medias including...not only the TV, internet, but also our iPhones, and we want to be able to use those the way that we want to.
主啊，因为我们享有言论自由嘛，对不对
？That is because God, we have a freedom of speech.
不过，亲爱的主啊，你看恐怖分子正在攻击我们。
But dear God, you know that we're still under the threat of a terrorism.
请保护我们，祝福我们啊。
But do continue to bless us and protect us.
God bless America. 你看，我们一方面只要神给我们什么。
So on the one hand, we do ask from God, and what do we ask of Him?
但是我们不要神的律法，我们不愿意负任何的责任，不要神来管我们什么。
We want His protection and provision, but we don't want to give God anything. In fact, we don't want God's law or God's command in our lives.
猫的神学是以自我为中心的。
And so a cat theology is the theology where the self is in the center.
他们对神有认识，不是没有认识，但是认识的一半。
These people do know about God, do know of God, but they only know half of the truth.
那我们看了狗的神学怎么样呢？
So what's the dog theology?
猫只为了上帝为他们做了什么事而来敬拜神。
The cats will worship God because of what God has done for them.
但是狗知道因为我们的神是谁来敬拜他。
But the dog will worship God because the dog knows who God is.
他知道我们的神是创造的主，是慈爱信实的，所以啊，他们就来敬拜他。
And they know that they know who God is, and that He is a God who is worthy and deserving of our worship and service. So that's why they worship and serve God.
其实知道神为了他们做了什么事。
They do know what God has done for them.
也知道神如此做的原因是要通过他们的生命来做事，使我们的人生能够荣耀上帝。
But they also know why God did so many things for them. It is for the purpose of His people to be able to live for Him and to be able to accomplish His will.
所以知道说神拯救我们不只是让我们得着永生，得着诸般的恩典，也让我们成为上帝恩典的管道，也让别人看到上帝的荣耀。
They recognize that God saved us not only so that we may receive blessings from Him, but also it is that we may become a channel of blessing to those around us.
因为圣经上告诉我们，我们一起来读这段圣经哥罗西书第一章十六节。
This is what the Bible tells us, and let's read this together. It is from Colossians chapter 1.Verse 16.
For by him all things were created,
things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for
him. 哥罗西书从第一章的第十六节一直到二十几节都讲到说，神是创造万物的主宰。
Colossians chapter 1, starting from verse 16 through about verse 23, describes the fact that God is the master and the creator of all universe.
所以他既然是创造万物的，他就是万物的掌权者。
And because he is the creator of all things, and therefore he is also the authority over all things.
十七节讲到神是一切的保护者，他不但创造，而且是托住万有的。
Verse 17 says how not only is he the one who created all things, but he is also the one who holds all things together.
然后十七节以后讲说，耶稣基督是教会的元首，也是救赎者，是吧？救赎的。
Then verse 18 says not only is Christ the head of the church, he is also the redeemer of all.
他要让万有这些败坏的人，还有败坏的这些物，都要被他救赎回来。
Through him and through him alone, all things that have been corrupted, both materials as well as people, will be saved.
然后二十四到二十九节说，耶稣基督是福音的奥秘，要让每一个信耶稣的人的信徒，基督都要住在他们的生命里边啊，居首位，掌王权。
Then verses 24 through 29 explains that Jesus Christ is the Savior who can allow any man to be saved and once again to consider God as the Lord and Master of their lives.
所以圣经讲说万有是为了耶稣造的，不是为了我们人造的。
And so the Bible tells us that all things were created for God and not for us.
所以很多的小孩子想说，哎，我还没有出生的时候，父母就为我准备好多的床啦、衣服啦、灯窝啦。你看这个家里这么多东西都是为我。
And so a baby, upon being born, may say, well, my parents prepared everything for me. You look in my house, I have my crib, I have the food, I have the blankets and the clothing. I have everything that I need, and everything was created and prepared for me.
你看神的创造，他创造了地球，75%-80% 都是水。
You see, God created the earth, and about 70% or 80% of the earth's surface is water.
但是人类可住的在 25% 当中的陆地可住的地方又很小，所以显然不是为人造的。
And so even if you look at the about 25% of the land mass, not every single part of the land can be livable and habitable. So if you deduce this reasoning, you might conclude that the earth was not created for men.
那个马一生下来，它马上就会走，就会自立。但是人的啊，小孩子一生下来，到七八个月、九个月才学会爬。那但他们小的时候都要完全依赖人，不能像动物一生下来就会自立。
A horse can run and walk on the first day when it was born, but for a human being, it takes the baby 7 to 8 or even 9 months before it starts to crawl.
你看老鹰在12000尺的高空，它能够看到我们今天看的报纸上面的字的标题，但是人的眼睛就不是这样。
The eyes of an eagle soaring above the skies, thousands of feet above, can still read the letters on the newspaper. But for a human being, our eyes can't even see if the newspaper was in front of us.
如果上帝的创造是为了人，那应该让我们人一生出来 ，baby 就会像马一样的走路，对不对？我们眼睛就会像老鹰那么厉害，对不对？
If God did create men, why wouldn't He create men in such a manner that we can start to walk and run on our first day and our visions can be as sharp as the eagles?
我们人的耳朵听到很多声音都听不到，但是狗可以听得见。
There are a lot of frequencies and sounds that we cannot hear with our human ear, but we know that dogs' ears can hear.
让我们人，你看经过生老病死，让我们知道我们人需要依靠神。
But throughthe life process, through the aging process, through going through thick and thin in life, God actually allows us to know that we need to trust and rely on Him.
所以你看，一切不是为人造的，诶，那是说不是为人造，那上帝造这个在干嘛？
So if the creation was not created for men, then why was the creation made?
上帝创造万有，但是他邀请人跟他共享。
God created all things, and He invited men to enjoy His creation.
诶，我们今天观念就要改过来了。神创造万有，但是邀请人啊，那些愿意信靠他得救的人跟他共享。
And so today we have a paradigm shift in our understanding. It is that the world was not created for men, but God created for Himself. Then He invited those who belong to Him, who wants to be a part of His family, to enjoy His creation.
那天我们在讨论的时候说，到底我们人啊，我的身体有一个灵魂，或是我的灵魂有一个身体。
Not too long ago, we were having discussion, and the discussion question was, we know that human beings have spirit, and then we have body.
就是我们在慕道班讨论是说，我的 body 有一个 soul， 我的 spirit， 或是我的 spirit 有一个 body。
And so this was a discussion question in our seekers class. And the question was, as a human being, is it that we have a body and that body has a soul or spirit? Or rather, we as a human being are spirits or souls that has a body?
正确的答案是我们每一个人最宝贵的是我们的灵魂。我们那个灵魂是代表真正的我们。所以我们的灵魂都有一个身体。
And the answer is, what represents a person really is that spirit or soul. And that spirit and soul or soul is represented by the body that we have.
身体是短暂的，就是说我们灵魂是神造我们的时候给我们的，然后救赎了以后，有一天我们身体死了，但是我们的灵魂又回到神那里去，那是真正的我们回到天家去。所以说我们的灵魂有一个身体才是正确的说法。
And the body is temporal, and it will go away, and the spirit lasts forever. So if you really want to look at it from this perspective, we understand that the spirit is really what represents the person. And so eventually, when we die, the body goes away, but the spirit will return to God.
猫跟狗有什么不一样呢？这两个神学。
What's the difference between the dog and the cat theologies?
猫只喜欢头脑里面装满了圣经的知识。
One who subscribes to the cat theology would love to retain all the Bible knowledge.
狗喜欢那些能够吸引他们更亲近上帝的任何的事情。
But those with a dog theology would want to draw near to God and be able to be involved with matters that pleases God.
猫只相信真理是相对的常常选择让他们感觉很良好的那些经文。
For a cat, truth is relative. They will pick and choose from the scripture and only subscribe to the verses that make them feel good.
狗知道说真理都是绝对的，神的话是有道理的，它绝对 顺服而且愿意遵守，他知道一定是蒙福的。
And a dog would realize that truth is absolute and that what they would choose to do is to follow the will and the way of God.
猫认为说爱人类的神不会送人去地狱。
And a cat would say because God loves people, so God will not send anyone to hell.
狗知道地狱是存在的，因为神是圣洁公义的，他必要审判罪。
But a dog would understand that hell is a reality and God is righteous and he must judge sin.
猫阻挡儿女去宣教，希望儿女带给他们自己荣耀。
And a cat would oppose their children into the mission field because they want their children to bring glory to themselves.
狗不一样，它鼓励儿女去宣教，荣耀神。
But a dog would be different because he or she would encourage their children to follow the will of God and to serve God.
猫把工作当作是致富之道，是神借着他们达到终点的一个途径。
The cats will see their career as a means to wealthiness, and that God, through their career, will be able to achieve their own purpose, which is to have a comfortable life.
狗知道工作是服侍神的机会，而神本身就是重点。
But the dogs will understand that their work or their career is the means to know God more. And the fact is, the purpose of their career ultimately rests on God himself.
所以你看，圣经说我们人不论吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
And so that is why the Bible teaches us and tells us that whether we eat or we drink, whatever it is that we do it for the glory of God.
这里有四个现在式的动词，吃、喝、做，还有做。
There are four present tense verbs. It is eat, drink, do,
and do.
And do.
中文说要为荣耀神而行，但英文应该是说为神，为了神的荣耀而做。
And so the English translation here is a little bit better than the Chinese translation in which all things are done for the glory of God.
因为我们中文好像荣耀是变成动词，它这个地方是名词的哈，做才是动词。所以说神的荣耀是要做，是要经我们的生命做出来的，才能够彰显出来。
And so to glorify God, it is through the work that we do.
不是神没有我们去赞美他、称颂他，他就不荣耀。他本身就是荣耀的，不管我们认识他、不认识他、否认他、接受他，他都是荣耀的。
It is not that God requires us to glorify him in order for him to receive the glory, because he himself is glorious, regardless of what we do.
但是我们活着的目的，神造我们是要我们跟他万有跟我们分享，但是我们是要来荣耀神。
Indeed, God created all things for our enjoyment, but at the same time, he does call us who belong to him to glorify him.
这个荣耀有三个意思，用英文来讲是 honor, praise, worship, 就是尊崇、赞美、敬拜。
To glorify God, could mean in three other terms, to honor, to praise, and to worship.
Yeah.荣耀就是尊崇神是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to honor God？
就是说，如果我们做什么事情有什么成就，我们说啊，是因为神的恩典给我这样的机会能力，所以我今天才会这样把荣耀归给他，这是尊崇神的意思。
To honor God means that if there were any accomplishments or any achievements in life, rather than pointing it towards ourselves, we say we give thanks to God and we give the glory to God, knowing that He is the one who He is the one who accomplishes these things. That is what it means to honor him.
赞美神是本身他神所是，他是什么？他是信实，是公义的。为了他的本性，我们就赞美他。
To praise him means that we understand God's intrinsic attributes, that he is one who deserves our praise because of his righteousness, because of his holiness, and for who he is, we offer our praise.
哦，对不起，我讲错了。应该是敬拜是因为神所示他是什么样的，我们敬拜他。Praise 是上帝对我们人有什么恩典，他所做的事情，我们来赞美他。
I made a mistake here. Actually, that is for worship. For who God is, And because of his righteousness and holiness, we worship him for who he is. To give him praise means that we give him praise for the things that he's given us.
其实我们一个人的信仰的改变是有七个层次的。
As we mature in our faith, there are actually seven stages of our maturity.
为神的荣耀而行也是有七个层次的。
And so to live according to God's glory also has seven different levels.
第一个是外表的改变。
The first is an outward appearance change.
我们还没有信主以前跟信主以后啊，外表有哪些改变呢？
How does our outward appearance change before and after we receive Jesus Christ?
有没有什么改变呢？想一想，一个基督徒跟不是一个基督徒，从外表可以看得出来吗？
Can you tell whether or not someone is a Christian or not a Christian based on outward appearance?
可能不一定看得出来哈，但是第二个是行为的改变。
Maybe not by mere appearance, but there will be a change. Then also on the level two is a behavioral change.
啊，如果说在还没有信主以前，我说天天在拿的是电动玩具，现在我开始抱个圣经，哎，外表改变了。
If before I was a Christian, I spent time with my computer games all day long, but.I start to give that up and I start to spend time with my Bible. That is a behavioral change, but that is an outward change.
还没有信主以前，我常常说谎，满口的脏话，但是信了耶稣以后，哎，就不讲了。啊，有时候一讲就，呜，对不起。
Before I was a Christian, I may lie readily, I may cuss all the time, but after I'm Christian, if I do these things, if I lie or cuss, then I would actually catch myself.And want to correct myself.
第三个是礼仪的改变。
Third level is a change in ritual.
比如说我们到教会里面来，哎，开始有一些规划啦，怎么敬拜啦，怎么赞美神啦，这好像这些外表的这些礼仪。
For example, once we become a Christian, we would join a church and we start to participate in worship and communion or prayers, and these are some ritualistic changes, but it's still outward.Changes.
但是这些改变是很好，但是要更进一步，就是要他内心的思维的改变。
These changes are good, but what's even more important is the inward changes, and that is the changes of thoughts.
啊，以前我们随便说个白谎啊，都觉得很随便啊啊，人家告诉我我不在，有人来找我，告诉他说我不在。
Sometimes, maybe in the past, we would tell white lies. For example, someone's looking for us. We don't want them to find us. So we say, well, just tell them that I'm not here.
但是现在不一样。想说，哎，我如果是这么讲，神不喜悦，所以我就不说。
But now it's changed because I know that if I lie, even in this circumstances, I would be lying and it wouldn't be pleasing to God. So I will not do it.
再来是个人价值观的改变。
And the next level is a change in a personal value.
以前我父母替我取名字叫洪富，就是说你要赚大钱，你也尽量的去赚啊，要发大财。
My parents gave me a name, Hong Fu, and in Chinese it means to be extremely wealthy. So their wish for me is to work very hard and amass a bunch of wealth.
所以以前我在台湾的时候跟我爱人结婚啊，虽然两个人赚了很多钱，但是常常吵架打破头了。
And so my wife and I, when we were first married,we were able to make a lot of money, but also in our home, we're always arguing and fighting against one another.
所以一直到美国来，我成为基督徒以后，我才说，哎呀，我生命才真正的丰富。以前追求钱啊，那样的人生哦，是个不对的价值观，是不对的。
And so after we came to America, we became Christians, received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That is when we realized that.The value that we live by was incorrect, and that now I know what the true wealth and true riches are.
那如果个人的价值观是什么？是在神的圣经的宇宙观跟世界观整个观念之下啊，我们啊来服从这个最高的真理的时候，我们就有一个宇宙观。
And finally, after our own personal values have changed, and slowly we start to have our values.Being formed and shaped under a universal worldview.
所以我们这些观念的改变，越深层的改变越是能够荣耀神。
And so as we change and as we move through these levels of changes, the deeper that we're able to be changed, the more we can reflect God's glory.
昨天我们在那个礼拜六团契的时候看了一部见证。
Yesterday at our Saturday night fellowship, we saw a video of a testimony.
有位中国的年轻人，他到开普敦，就南非开普敦去留学。
It's a story of a young Chinese man who went to South Africa for study.
然后他有一次在同学哦，在两个白人的女孩子出去玩的时候，不幸发生车祸，有一个重伤，一个被抛出去车外当场死亡。
He was out on an outing with two of his classmates, and they got in a car accident. One was seriously injured. The other was tossed outside of the car and died on scene.
这个男孩子自己也受了重伤，在医院里面急救。
And this young man also was seriously injured, and he was sent rushed to the hospital for emergency care.
后来他们就告诉他们中国的父母。
So then this news went back to his parents in China.
那中国的父母就非常的紧张。他第一个，你看，这个他说语言不同，文化不同，而且那边如果要死的是又两个白人，如果他们要告的话，不，一个死一个重伤哦，要告的话不晓得要赔多少钱，所以他们非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
And the parents were extremely nervous and actually fearful because their son is so far away, halfway across the world, and the culture and the language are different. They're not familiar with it. And then also, if those two other classmates, their family wanted to sue because of their serious injury and their death, then they don't know how to handle this situation.
所以那个他们在中国请个律师，律师说，你看那个欧美呢是用个案啊，在案例在判案的，他有时候赔偿那个金额非常可怕，他不是按照法律按照那个案。如果前面有个案子哦，赔偿一千万，你就要赔偿一千万等等，所以他们真的非常害怕。
They hired a lawyer in China, and who explained to them that because their legal system is based on case laws, which means that if there are similar cases before, and the penalty or the fine that they would have to pay is in such amount, then they would use the case law against their case, which means against their son, which means that potentially they can lose a very high amount of money.
所以他们能够借啦，筹啦，筹了款，筹了50万美金，就带去南非。
And so they because of this knowledge, they consolidated their finances and maybe and collected about $500,000 and brought along with them to South Africa.
去到那边的时候，有教会的人接待他们啊，给他们安慰啦、帮助啦等等。
And when they arrived in South Africa, people in the church took them in and consoled them and helped them and assisted them.
那有一天，他们就要终于要去见那一位受害的家属，那个女孩子的爸爸妈妈。
And one day, they were scheduled to meet with one of the girls, one of his classmates that was with him, and to see their family and to.Discuss the matter.
他们心里非常害怕，想说他们对方的家长一位大大的骂他们一顿，那一直要告他，要他们赔偿多少又多少，让他们没完没了的。
They're very fearful because they were expecting, they were expecting scolding, they were expecting a rebuke or even language of hatred towards them because of the things that their son has done to their daughter.
结果他们去的时候，哎，那个父亲过来就抱着这个年轻人的父亲那个母亲也过来抱着他的妈妈，孩子跟他拍他的年轻人的妈妈的肩上说，没关系，是个意外，是个意外。
And unexpectedly, when they arrived, the father and the mother of the girl.Came to them and actually hugged them and patted them on the back and said it's okay because this was an accident.
所以说那个这个年轻人的母亲啊是从中国来这一对父母，他说他们在那个时候真的是又震惊又迷惘又害怕又羞愧，因为他们想了很多的好像一些对方把对方想得很坏很坏的那种想法。
And the parents of the young man said that at the time they had.Mixed feeling of shame and guilt, but also relief, but also confusion, because prior to meeting the parents of the girl who was injured, they thought of the worst case situation and thought that these people would be very vicious people and wanted to have revenge on them.
可事后啊，他们就想说，哎，他可能是一时冲动哦，这样做哦，我们赶快啊，买机票把我们的儿子哦，从医院里面用担架扛出来，我们赶快逃回中国，免得他后悔，免得他后悔，免得那个家庭后悔了。
And then, but even after receiving this type of treatment, the parents of the boy thought that this might be just a moment of lapse judgment on the girl's parents' part, so they may regret their decision to forgive this incident, so they wanted to get their son out of the hospital as soon as possible, immediately, and bring him back to China, so that they cannot, so the other party cannot change their mind.
事后才知道说他们是真心的饶恕他。那他们才去了教会才知道说因为他们在耶稣基督里面啊，真的是像主有主神的生命这样饶恕啊，像耶稣饶恕罪人钉他十字架的人一样他饶恕了那些让他女儿啊意外死亡的这个年轻人
But afterwards they realized and they found out that the parents of the girl who died in this accident truly had forgiven them and was able to do so because they themselves are Christians, they understand the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, which they have received, so that they are able to forgive others the same way.
所以你看这个死者的女孩的爸爸 Katie 的爸爸他不只是外表行为改变了
And so you see that for the father of the girl who died, the change is not merely an outward change.
你知道吗有些人哦这如果说儿女受伤害了怎么样啊他见到那些伤害的人他就一定要揍啊打啦骂啦啊咒诅他啦等等祖宗八代都骂出来但是他没有他外貌行为都没有。
Some people we know that if any harm had come to their children, they would want to fight back, they would want to fight back the other family or the parents, even physical violence would come out or they would be having a lot of hatred and even arguments and cuss words that come out from them. And so you see in such a situation, there isn't a change, a true change.
现在美国法院里面可以判决说受害的家属啊有权利在判案以后啊对那些加害者啊去跟他狠狠的骂一顿啊让他心里发泄一下这样。
Today in the legal system of the United States, after a case has concluded, the law allows the victim or the victim's family to have an opportunity to unleash whatever it is on their mind and say it to the one who has been committed of the crime.
有一个姐妹就讲说这个父母啊 Casey 的父母能够这样的他的因为他知道他的女儿信了耶稣有一天现在已经虽然好像肉体死的他的灵魂里有一个身体毁坏了但是他已经回到耶稣那里去有一天他们全家都还会在天上见到他们的女儿。
And the testimony was shared that the mother of the girl who passed away said that she knows that one day she will see her daughter because she knows that her daughter is saved and that she is now in heaven in the arms of the Lord and that one day the family will be reunited.
你看他们的思维个人的价值观都改变了。
And so you see that these people changed completely and even their thoughts and their values and have changed.
也因为这样那个这个年轻人的父母他们感受到耶稣这样的饶恕的大爱。
And the parents of the young man, because of this incident, they also experienced the great love of Jesus.
所以回去以后啊他们全家还有公司里面的职员啊亲戚朋友18个人都信耶稣了。
And because of this event, after they went back home to China, not only they themselves, but their family members and their co-workers, 18 people in total were saved.
所以这个开普敦的那个教会的牧师还特地坐飞机到四川去为他们18个人施洗。
And so the pastor of the church in South Africa, because of this incident, flew to Sichuan and performed the baptismal service for these 18 people.
我们知道我们今天是中国的新年，然后再过两天是情人节。
We know that today is Chinese New Year, and a few days later it's Valentine's Day.
所以我要讲说，我们夫妻的关系啊，儿女等等家庭的关系，也是为了荣耀神。
And so I want to say that the relationship that we have, whether it is a relationship between a husband and a wife or between parents and children, these relationships we have, we are to use them to glorify God.
你看圣经讲说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
The Bible teaches us that it says, husbands, love your wife as the Lord Jesus Christ loved his church, and that he would even give his life for them.
当犹太人的年轻人他去提亲的时候啊，跟他的所爱的人要订婚的时候，他就会拿着一个杯子，一个杯子。
When a young Jewish boy wants to marry a girl, the tradition is for the young man to bring along with him a cup.
就是这个杯子代表我的爱，还有我的生命，我现在愿意把它奉献给你。
And the cup represents the life and the love of the young man. And as he presents this cup to the girl, he is saying that both my life and my love and all that I am, I give to you.
如果这个女孩子啊，这个周扬如果要很愿意呛啊，给她这个杯子，她就会接过来，她就不然她就不接了。她说：“好，我接受你的杯子。”
And so the girl, if she wants to accept this boy, then she would receive the cup and say, "Yes, I accept it."
然后她自己也拿了一个杯子给这个男孩子。
Then she in turn will bring out a cup and also present it to the boy.
他说我愿意委身给你做你妻子的角色。
And she will say, I accept your proposal and I will also accept the role of your wife.
你看他这个委身要做妻子的角色就是顺服的意思。
To accept the role and to give her life as the young man's wife is to say that she accepts the role of submission.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
Because the Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands as you do to the Lord.
我们一般人对这个顺服这两个字啊，非常的误解。
We often misunderstand this word submission.
有一些姐妹念到这里的时候也非常的不服气。
And many sisters, when they come across this verse, they don't like to accept it.
为什么圣经想说哇要顺服自己的丈夫？我的丈夫如果是呆头鹅的话，我要顺服他吗？
Why does the Bible tell me to submit to my husband? Maybe my husband is an idiot.
所以你看，刚刚那个顺服是让女孩子接受那个杯的时候啊，就是说我接受了做你妻子的，一辈子做你妻子这样的一个位分，一个安排。
And so when a young Jewish woman accepts this cup from presents her cup to the husband to this boy, what she's saying is, I understand the role of a wife, and that is a role of submission, and I give my life to this.
但是丈夫要想一想哦，他说。如果我顺服主是什么样的顺服的话，我应该照着神要求、耶稣要求我顺服的方式来要求我太太的顺服，对不对
？But however, before this young man accepts this cup from the girl, he must think, if I want to follow the word of God, the wife who wants to submit to me as she would submit to the Lord, then I ought to treat my wife the same way that God would treat her.
请问主耶稣要求我们怎么顺服呢？他是用爱跟牺牲带领我们，让我们甘心的去顺服他，对不对？
What is the example of submission that our Lord Jesus Christ set for us and teach us? It is a submission out of love and sacrifice.
所以如果以猫的神学来讲，我要要求妻子顺服我，就像她顺服一个暴君一样啊！但是我自己啊，要耶稣要我顺服他的时候，我却不要这样的方式的顺服，对不对
？So someone with a cat theology would say, "Okay, I would demand submission from my wife, and I think that that's important, and she needs to be obedient to me like she does to a dictator." However, when it comes time for me to submit to God, I would refuse. I would not want to submit to God the same way.
所以你看，里面说先生爱教爱妻子，妻子顺服主。 里面都有主在里面，主在里面，是不是？
And so that is why when you read the scripture, you'll see that even in the verses where the wife ought to submit to her husband, the word the Lord is always in there, which means her submission must be not only to the Lord, but also in the Lord.
所以意思就是说，如果丈夫要爱妻子，爱怎么爱法呢？耶稣已经做了榜样，我们的爱就应该像耶稣爱教会，又为教会舍己，这样的爱才是的。
And so similarly, since the Bible teaches the husband to love their wives, then the way in which that the husband must love the wife is the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ loved the church.
我不管我的妻子顺不顺服我，我的责任就是要顺服基督的命令去爱他到底就是了。
Regardless of whether or not my wife submits to me, my calling and my command from the Lord is that I will love my wife and to sacrifice for her.
所以说每一个人都做到他自己的本分的话，这个家一定是非常的有恩爱，有上帝在的恩典在里面的。
And so, if the husband and the wife each individually follow the command of God, then that family will be a harmonious and a love-filled family.
以前有一次一个弟兄一个姐妹的先生打电话来说，牧师好，请你看那个以弗所书第五章二十二节。
One time, a husband of a sister in the church called me and said, Pastor, would you read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20?
一个姐妹的先生啊，那我就说，我知道他的意思啊，他是说，你看我的太太都不顺服我，你教导我的太太来顺服我。
And I know the meaning of this call because this husband is saying essentially, Pastor, please teach my wife how to submit because she doesn't know how to submit.
我说那对不起，请你这你说这个五章二十二节不是写给你看的，五章二十五节才是写给你看的。
And I told him, I said, I'm sorry, chapter 5 verse 22 was not written for you. Actually, chapter 5 verse 25 is written for you.
那我就打开，我说那你有没有圣经，我们来练一下啦。
I said, so if you have a Bible, let's read it.
我说如果你能够做到这样，你能够做到这样的话，你太太一定会百分之百顺服你的，一定没问题的。
I said to him, if you follow the words of God and you follow his command to the husband, then your wife will learn to submit to you.
你看，所以做丈夫的要妻子顺服自己，我们就想一想，那个基督怎么叫我们顺服的方式，我们就应该用同样的方式去对待太太，她自然而然就会顺服，对不对？
So, husbands, if you want your wife to submit to you, you must first ask yourself, what does God require of me? How am I supposed to love my wife? Because God's word is true. And if you learn to love your wife the way God commanded you to, then of course you will have the proper relationship.
他说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Then the Bible tells us that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
但是现在年轻人想说，我父母又没有懂得多，你看，哇，现在资讯这么发达，我懂了很多东西他都不知道啊。
And many children today say, I know more than my parents. My parents are actually very backwards. They don't know much about technology today.
他说做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
But the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord.
这意思就是说，我们怎么听从主，我们对主的态度应该拿来也对父母。
And so what it says here is the attitude we would have in our obedience to God is the same type of obedience we ought to apply to our parents.
如果我们像猫一样的对待上帝的话，这种态度来对待父母就不对啦。你说，你看看家里都是为我啦，爸爸妈妈辛苦一生，为谁辛苦为谁忙，为我辛苦为我忙啦。你看是不是这样呢？我是猫啊。
If I subscribe to the cat theology, I would think that everything that God does is for me, and so naturally everything that my parents does is for me. That they're busy, that they're tired, that they're exhausted, but all the things they do it for me.
他说要在主里面想，我们要儿女要想说，哎，为什么要尊重父母？因为神喜悦我这么做。
But the scripture tells us, and it tells us as children, that we need to obey our parents, but we do so in the Lord, so we need to think about how we obey God, and that is the same type of obedience that is demanded for our parents as well.
当我这么做的时候，我就是遵从上帝了。
Because when I obey my parents this way, I am honoring God.
但是做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But of course, at the same time, the scripture says, fathers, do not exasperate your children, and instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
养育就是栽培提拔的意思。
To bring them up and to train them up means that we need to be able to nurture them.
教训啊，就是用神的权柄、神的教导来教训，不是用我们自己的。
The training and the instruction comes not from our own wisdom, but through the word of God, through the wisdom of God.
警戒的意思就是说mildly rebuke, 就是说只给他警告，而不是严严的骂他啦，骂得他抬不起头来，不是这样的意思。
When we teach them, and even when we rebuke them, we don't do so to make them feel bad, we do so to instruct them.
我们有没有收过警告啊？有啊。
Have we received warnings?
有时候我们不小心闯了红灯，是 stop sign 没停，那警察来告诉你说，这次给你一个警告，下一次就要开罚单哦。
Sometimes maybe we ran a red light or we ran a stop sign. The police pulls us over, talk to us, and they actually said, this time I'm giving you a warning.
所以为荣耀神而行，就是什么都是按照基督怎么做的方式来做就是了。
To do so in the Lord means follow the example of how Jesus treats us. And that would be the same example that we would follow.
所以婚礼也是这样啊，借着委身给一个特别的人，反映出上帝的荣耀，并且预表耶稣跟教会的关系。
That is the same way in our marriage, that our marriage needs to reflect the glory of God and the relationship that Christ has with his church.
养育儿女啊，学校教育、工作等等，也都是这个原则。
Raising of our children, our schooling, or our work, they all ought to be reflecting of God's glory.
学校教育是一个人在知识上成长的机会，使我们得以学习如何将神的荣耀表达得更好。
In our study, in our work, we need to learn more and we need to have more knowledge of God so that we may know how to live more for God so that His name receives all the glory.
养育儿女就是将上帝的荣耀反映在我们受我们照顾的小孩子身上，并按着他荣耀的方法去栽培他们。
In our raising of our children, we need to be able to reflect God's glory so that the same way in which God raised us and trains us is the same way that we would apply our instructions onto our children so that God's glory may be reflected.
工作就是借着使用神给我们的恩典、恩赐、才干，让我们的家人跟他人有更多认识神荣耀的机会。
In our workplaces, within our career, through our work, we ought to be able to apply the God's spiritual gifts to us, as well as be able to provide for our families and provide for those that are under our responsibility and care.
今天我看到很多夫妻都坐在一起啊，我们好不好可以重申婚约誓言，算你送给你爱人的一个情人节的礼物。
And I see many couples sitting in our midst today, and maybe today we can renew our marriage vow as a gift to each other.As Valentine's Day is coming up.
如果没有坐在一起的，你现在趁这个机会可以换一下位置啦。
If you're not sitting together, maybe you can take this moment and sit next to each other.
如果是不勉强，是encourage 鼓励你。
This is not a requirement, it's just an encouragement.
好，如果你愿意的话，你可以小声的，或是在心里，或是大声的跟我一起。来念，也跟你的配偶讲，好吗？
If you're willing to, you can of course read along silently or loudly, whichever way you like to.
Yeah, 可以牵着手哈。
Or you can hold each other's hand.
在神里众见证人的面前，我把你的名字说出来。以我的性命以爱做担保，我愿遵照神的话，与你共同建造圣洁的婚姻。从今日起，不论好坏，不论贫富，不论健康或生病，我都愿意爱你。 鼓励你，直到你离世的日子，直到我们离世的日子。对不起，对不起，直到我们离世的日子，我立下此忠诚的誓言，侍奉圣父圣子以圣灵的名。阿们。我刚才有看到我太太念的哈。
I was looking at my wife when I read this.
好，最后祝大家啊，新年啊，全家人如意，还有情人节夫妻更加的恩爱。
And so finally, I have a happy Chinese New Year and also have a happy Valentine's Day to you and all your family.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear God, we love you and we praise you.
你差遣你的爱子耶稣基督到地上来，为我们这些不配的人死在十字架上。
You send your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for those of us who really are undeserving.
显明的你真的是爱我们。
And in that, you truly displayed your love for us.
我们今天得着了这些救赎的儿女，要来赞美你。
Today, those of us who have received your salvation, we come together to praise you.
让我们帮助我们把那个猫的神学从我们的脑筋里面除去。
Allow us to remove the cat theology in our minds.
让我们像狗一样，狗的神学一样，能够来凡事为荣耀你的名而行。
But we will live according to the dog theology in which our lives and all that we do it for you.
祝福我们还有我们的下一代。
Bless us and bless our next generation.
能够成为敬虔的后代。
So that they may be a generation who reveres you.
凡事都是或吃或喝或行，凡事都是为荣耀神而行。
So whether eating, drinking, or anything that we do so for the glory of God.
也帮助我们在座的福音朋友有一天能够认识你。
We pray for those in our midst who are still seeking the truth and who are pursuing after the gospel that one day, soon, they will come to know you.
我们人活的目的就是为荣耀神。
And that they will come to realize that the purpose of our lives is to glorify you.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Hear our prayers, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.